Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the Endowment for the Business of Government. We created the Endowment in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. Find out more about the Endowment by visiting us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our conversation today is with Sky Lesher, Deputy Chief Financial Officer and Director of the Office of Financial Management at the U.S. Department of Interior. Welcome, Sky.
Good morning.
And joining us on our conversation is Deborah Kammerer, another PwC partner. Welcome, Deborah.
Good morning.
Well, Sky, the Department of Interior was created in 1849 to manage the development of our nation and the welfare of its people, but I'm guessing that many of our listeners don't really know the true range of responsibilities and activities it has. Could you take a minute to describe its mission and its activities for our listeners?
I'd be happy to. The Department of Interior has a mission to protect and provide access to our nation's cultural and natural heritage. It also honors the trust responsibilities to our tribes and our commitment to the island communities. Now, that's sort of a broad mission that has been established for the Interior. It's been around since 1849. But it's made up of a series of bureaus that you would, some of them you'll recognize and some you will not. The one that comes to mind first is the National Park Service. And I think most people have had a chance to visit the National Park system for enjoyment, education, and it gives them a chance to get outside into the nature and the natural wilderness that it basically oversees. It manages over 370 parks. There are a number of other operations, however, that some of which you may be familiar with, like the Bureau of Indian Affairs, which we have responsibility for, which oversees over 550 American Indian tribes and Alaskan Native tribal governments. The Fish and Wildlife Service, which is the organization that oversees the National Refuge System. And again, it has over 530 national refuges that it oversees. The Bureau of Land Management, which oversees a great deal of the western United States in terms of managing the land for both its health and its diversity and productivity for various current generations and the future generations. The Bureau of Reclamation, which is one that you may not know the name of, but they're the organization that oversees the water out in the West. It actually is the largest supplier of water in the 17 western states. So these dams that you hear about out West, these are under the Bureau of Reclamation. The National Geologic Survey, which is an organization which is the largest U.S. natural science and mapping agency, and it contributes and oversees a great deal of the geologic research and also is the organization that when you have earthquakes, and they're the ones that have to get involved with that. The Minerals Management Service, which oversees particularly our outer continental shelf and the oil exploration there, and we collect over $5 billion worth of royalties through that organization. And then one of the smaller ones, which is the Office of Surface Mining, which is oversees the coal mining projects and the reclamation of those particular projects. And then there is the Office of Secretary and some other small organizations that basically provide the management for the organization.
Well, put it in context. How many people work for the Department of Interior? And I guess give us a sense of the different skills. I sort of imagine all hardy outdoors type people until you got to the end where you talked about the royalties collecting. It seems like such a wide range of skills needed to work there.
Well, we have over 66,000 employees. They're spread all over the United States and the continental United States. And because of our responsibilities for the island communities that we have trust responsibility for, there are individuals in a number of the islands out in the Pacific. So you will find a variety of individuals, certainly the park rangers and the people that you might normally think of. But in the geologic survey, you have the geologists. And certainly in collecting the revenues, you have a number of people that are involved with the financial side. But the variety of it, I will say that even in some of the operations, we have a large law enforcement contingent that basically is involved with overseeing the land, and the park rangers and certainly Bureau of Land Management. Plus, you have the hydrologists and the other people that are involved with overseeing. So there are a lot of technical people that are involved in various operations. You have the management individuals, and then you have individuals dealing with the Indian issues on the various reservations and a lot of issues that we have to deal with there. So it's a very broad and diverse organization. I might mention there are also a number of people that are involved in rescue operations. Certainly out in the parks, you hear about these on occasion, but there are a lot of rescue operations that go on all the time where people get into trouble out in some of the areas and they'll take helicopters and whatever to go in and pull them out.
Sky, could you talk about your responsibilities as the Deputy Chief Financial Officer and Director of the Office of Financial Management at DOI?
Yes. In terms of my responsibilities, I report to the Chief Financial Officer, who is a political official. It is the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Policy Management, Budget, and the Chief Financial Officer. That individual is within the Office of Secretary and is responsible for the overall management of the department. My responsibilities as the Deputy Chief Financial Officer are to deal with the financial policies, to ensure that our various bureaus are complying with those the financial policies, to deal with the accounting systems, ensure those systems are supporting the needs of the department. And another area, which is what we refer to as the management control area, which is to oversee the reviews that we do on to ensure that there is integrity to our operations as well as the financial integrity to the systems. And as one of those responsibilities, I also oversee the preparation of the financial statements, which is the reporting at the end of the year. Actually, we are reporting those on a quarterly basis to basically provide information how well we've done, and also to link up with the performance reports that are required so that we are now moving to combine that financial information with the performance information on how well we've done.
Your responsibilities are pretty broad. Could you talk about the skills that are required to have that position?
There are a number of elements, and I think it has to do with not only the technical side, which is the one that people would normally associate with it, which is the accounting and finance background. But because the department is such a diverse operation and with the various bureaus, a lot of what we have to do in my position is to help set the vision of where the department needs to go, help interpret the guidance that comes from OMB, to help combine what we have to do as a department with the vision that is established by the president and the administration. To communicate that to the various bureaus, help address the issues, to listen to the concerns of our field operations and carry those issues back to the central policy organizations. And I guess one of the things that's probably very important is to be able to work in what I might refer to as a gray area. The guidance that comes out is sometimes general in nature, and we have to help make it specific because the people that have to carry out those responsibilities need to know clearly exactly how we need to move forward. And you need to be able to deal with the change that's occurring today in a variety of areas that we're dealing with, not the least of which is the financial reporting, but also the security, technical areas that we get involved in to ensure there's integrity to our operations.
Well, tell us about your career. What drew you to financial management?
Well, let me give you a little financial management. I've been in the area for a while, but I joined the federal government in 1991 at the Office of Management Budget. I had been a partner with KPMG, and one of my very good clients was the first controller of the federal government under the CFO Act, and he recruited me to join his team at OMB to head up the financial systems branch. And my background at KPMG was with I was in both the audit staff and the tax department. I spent most of my career in consulting and doing a lot of work in financial systems. Did a lot of work in college universities and other nonprofits and state and local governments. Had never worked in the federal government, but I moved several years later, 3.5 years later, to the Department of Interior as the Deputy Chief Financial Officer, which gave me a broader portfolio beyond just the financial systems, but gave me the opportunity to get into the whole range of financial management issues in a department that has a lot of field operations.
Well, it's time for a break. Stick with us through the break. When we come back, we'll ask Sky Lesher of the Department of Interior to tell us about the CFO Council. If you ever wondered what it does, you'll know when the Business of Government Hour continues.